Welcome to the Maritime Vision Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Wioli. In each episode, we bring you exclusive interviews with maritime professionals, industry experts, and students. Our guests come from different backgrounds, including shipping, yachting, offshore, supply chain, and more. Our goal is to give you all the knowledge you need to succeed in the maritime industry. Hello everyone, welcome back to a new podcast episode. And today in this episode, we are joined with three guests today. So it's a new way of making a podcast. So it's I'm quite happy to having all of you. So today we are going to talk about the Netherlands Business Support Office on its mission, not only in the maritime industry, but globally. But of course, we're going to make a little focus on the maritime industry. So today we are joined with Elst, Maxime and Patricia. So maybe each of you, can you introduce yourself and we can start with Els.
Thank you very much, Paul Louise. So I am Els. I work as an advisor for the Netherlands Business Support Office in The Hague. And we are a network of trade offices from the Dutch government, financed by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, to help Dutch SMEs with their international expansion plans. And I'm sure we'll talk about that more later.
Okay, thank you. So, of course, we have different offices across the NBSO. So maybe, so we have the Dutch office, so it's in Den Haag?
It is, yes.
Okay. What else do we have, for example, Patricia, in Germany, I know?
Yeah, Patricia van der Werf, my name, and I'm working as the chief representative for the Netherlands Business Support Office in Hamburg, in northern Germany. And we do have two more NBSOs in Germany, in Frankfurt and Stuttgart.
Okay. Great. Okay. And Maxime, we have as well in the UK.
That's correct. Yeah. Hi, Maxime Dalida. I work as deputy representative for the NBSO in Manchester. So we're here in the UK as part of the economic network. We work closely together with the embassy down in London and our honorary consul.
Okay, great. So do we have offices in other countries across Europe and the world, or it's only UK, Germany and the Netherlands?
No, there's actually 20 offices in total at the moment. There's going to be 23 by the end of the year because we're expanding with three more offices this year, one of which is going to be in Melbourne. So Australia is a new country for us as well. We are present in the Americas. We have two offices in America, in Houston and in LA. We also have offices in Brazil, Argentina, Mexico. In Europe, we're well represented with three offices in Germany, two in France, one in Spain and one in the UK. And then we also have a large presence in China with four offices, one in Indonesia and two in India. So we're very much covering a lot of important trading partners throughout the world.
Okay, interesting. So what is, we can say, the mission? Of course, you already provide us a little bit, what is it, you support businesses. But what exactly, if we want to go very deeply into the mission of NBSO?
Yes, so our main mission is to help Dutch SMEs with their international expansion plans. And we do that in different ways. So we are financed by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to help Dutch SMEs get most of their export and international expansion. We do that in different ways. We help find business partners in different countries. We provide tailor-made market information. We can help with routes to markets. We organize trade missions. So basically anything to help Dutch companies on their way in countries where they see a market for expansion.
Okay. Okay, interesting. So for example, if we talk about Germany, Patricia, why do we have offices across the world? Because I imagine we have business not only in the Netherlands, but everywhere in the world. Is it only you have only Dutch companies, or you can sometimes try to guide a foreign company who wants maybe to implement the Dutch market?
Well, officially, we are there to help Dutch companies because we are financed by Dutch money, so to say, tax money. So that is what we mainly do. Sometimes we get German companies, for example, who ask us if we can help them to go to the Netherlands. So, and we try to find the right contacts in the Netherlands then for them. For other companies from France or from wherever, it's not so easy for us to help them. But I think there are other possibilities for them too, because you have embassies and consulates from other countries as well, so they are often able to help.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, and what about the German ecosystem in terms of Dutch business? Do we have a lot of companies there, and what kind of activities it is?
So you mean for German companies who are able to help the Dutch yes. going to Germany?
Or I mean, your main clients.
Well, there in Germany, it's pretty well organized. You have a lot of branch organizations. You have a lot of development organizations in all areas, big companies who are able to help Dutch companies as well. So for us, it's very important to build up a very strong network in our areas to make sure that we know all those people who are able to help in the region. So you have a lot of, for example, regional development agencies who are able to guide companies, Dutch companies or other foreign companies who want to open up a branch in this area. And we try to support that on the first steps, and then those agencies can take over, for example. Okay. And there's okay. also a lot of programs that help companies. So as we speak, for example, in the maritime industry or in energy or everything that has to do with innovation, you do have a lot of programs for startups and scale-ups, for example, that like take place once a year, and 10 or 15 international companies are able to take part in this. So there are a lot of possibilities for foreign companies to make use of this ecosystem.
Okay. I think it's important to mention as well that we don't just come to sell to different countries. We very much are looking for collaboration and knowledge exchange, and basically for international partners, because the Netherlands, we have a strong maritime history, a lot of expertise and knowledge, but we're in a changing global world with issues such as carbon emissions, climate change, and we can't solve that by ourselves. If you look at sustainable shipping, green shipping, smart ports. So we very much want to work with international partners and collaborate, exchange knowledge, build up ecosystems to hopefully address these challenges that we all have together. So we're very much looking that is mutually beneficial for other companies, other countries to work with the Netherlands as well.
Okay. So to make like this sum up of all services you are providing. So of course, this collaboration is like making like a fit between different actors to help them to grow a project. But what else do we have with NBSO?
Can I take that one?
Yes, you can take it, Maxim.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So as a brief overview of the specific services that we offer, I think generally speaking, maybe shortly about the process at first, when Dutch companies find us any different way, they can contact us just by phone, by email, send a message on LinkedIn. We all have LinkedIn pages for the offices as well. What we tend to do is we schedule in a virtual call to really listen to where they are at, get to know their products, their services, and their ambitions for the market we're dealing with, in my case, the UK. And then there's a whole range of services that we could offer, but we really try to tailor them to their specific needs in this moment in time. I think broadly speaking, we could sort of divide them into three main chunks. The first one is to help them with new contacts and really establishing a local network on the market here. Some of the things have already been mentioned, but connect them to our local partners, local investment agencies, for example, when they're looking for office spaces, branch organizations, membership organizations for contacts and connections. Some of the things we can also offer is database searches, so we can create lists for them. So, for example, if there's a company who wants to know what the main ports in the UK are with the largest yearly revenue, or shipyards with the fastest growth rates in a particular geographical area, we can create lists of those names, and sometimes also the contact details. And we can help companies find local events, so events that are really relevant for them.
Okay.
Second of all, I think we do a lot around promotion of such companies. So we regularly organize trade missions, fact-finding missions to the region, where companies get all the opportunity to promote themselves through pitching competitions or best practice sessions, that sort of thing. And we also, something we do at our office is we have interviews with such companies that have tried to come here and have sort of been through the journey, and share that with other companies to, mostly through a LinkedIn page to learn from that as well. And the last part I would say is really provide tailor-made information. So companies might have specific questions around like local rules or regulations that they need support with, local laws, or like I was saying, like geographical areas of interest, where certain raw materials can be found in a country, or where the tech clusters are, for example.
Okay.
We can help them find those. And as I mentioned before, like if they're really at the stage that they want to set up a presence here in the UK, we can also obviously advise on that.
Okay, so it's remind me a little bit, maybe I'm completely wrong, but like an incubator, accelerator, you have quite the same mission, but of course it's not exactly the same. What is the difference between an incubator and NBSO, for example? If else, if you want to take it.
Yes, of course.
Or Maxim, I don't.
So we don't run, say, incubators ourselves, but we do have very good network connections within the different countries. So we can guide companies towards what programs, what accelerators, what incubators might be suitable for them. I think we try and assist Dutch companies that perhaps are in the early stages of their international expansion plans. They're looking at what markets are interesting for me, where's opportunities, where can I find partners that we can work together with. And because our offices are based in the countries, there's a lot of local knowledge that you won't otherwise have. All our colleagues, because there's a few countries that have a strong maritime focus. We have offices in India and in Brazil that also do a lot in the maritime sector. That's invaluable to companies, is the feedback that we get. To have someone there that can tell you what the market is like, what the routes to market are, any rules and regulations you need to be aware of. So once companies think, I want to start doing business abroad, we welcome them to talk to an MBSO, saying, what do you have to think about? So what is your product? How can you best look at the market that you're interested in? Help find business partners. Mm. And then if they have a product that's ready to go to markets, or we can guide them to local incubators or local accelerators, so they can then join the local programs and move further into that market. So I hope that makes sense.
Okay, quite clear. Okay, quite clear. So it's even more wider than an incubator, because you help each part, everything actually, on the, especially for internationalization. Yeah, but Maxim.
Yeah, I think an incubator can be part of the process, but our support is perhaps more broader than that.
Okay, so yeah, it's just one vertical, and of course you have plenty of choice. But now in terms of specialization, because I'm very happy that you are talking about maritime, because of course it's a maritime podcast, but I imagine it's not only maritime, you help all kind of businesses. Do you have like more, I would say, like something more specific, for example, more logistics business, more like cosmetics, I don't know, or it's quite everything, it's very general?
Basic rule is everyone's welcome. Anyone that has a question about doing business internationally, please ask them. We're happy to offer services, which I don't think we've mentioned yet, but our services are free of charge. The only thing that sometimes requires a financial commitment are trade missions, but that's a minimal entry fee. So any company, and it's very much up to the different offices as well to spot the opportunities in their countries. So we do see there's a lot of life science and health, of course, maritime, like you mentioned, logistics as well is very important. Anywhere where the Netherlands is strong, has expertise and can add value in that country, we're open to doing business with and helping those companies.
Okay, quite clear. And Patricia, I can see you have a very nice maritime background, and you are based in Hamburg. So I imagine it's a big maritime hub, Hamburg. Did you work during your career with maritime companies, startups, or not yet?
Oh, yes, many of them. I've been working for the NBSO since 2010 now. So, from the very beginning, the maritime industry was one of our focus sectors. So, we helped a lot of companies who were looking for opportunities in Northern Germany, especially. That's what our focus is about. But we also do other sectors, which are very important in this Northern Germany area. So, offshore wind, for example, or aerospace are one of our main sectors. But yeah, we helped a lot of companies and we organized a lot of great events also for startups and scale-ups to make sure that we bring those Dutch companies together with German counterparts or maybe even international counterparts. Sometimes you organize events that are trilateral or even with four or five different countries. And yeah, we helped a lot of companies. We often do this also in cooperation with, for example, the Dutch branch organizations. So if you, for example, have the Netherlands Maritime Technology branch organization, they go and visit yeah, the SMM, this which is a very big maritime fair every second year in Hamburg, and they have a huge Dutch pavilion. And so, together with them, we try to organize many side events and help the Dutch companies.
Okay, quite clear. Yeah, I could imagine that. Of course, in Hamburg, you have many partners in terms of maritime businesses. In London, we have as well this shipping week. Else, you mentioned about it as well. It's quite interesting. What kind of mission and things did you ma made? What did you make this a big maritime event?
Yeah, so with the London International Shipping Week, of course, it is a global event that attracts people from all over the world from the shipping industry. And we were actually a national pavilion sponsor, which was the first time that a country sponsored the London International Shipping Week as well. So it was a very good event to highlight the Netherlands and our knowledge and expertise and the companies. Obviously also find international partners at London International Shipping Week to start new strategic programs with. It was actually announced, so like Maxime said, the mission was 3 days. And on the first day, we had an event together with the colleagues from the embassy, from the Ministry of Infrastructure and Water, that announced new funding to scope out green shipping corridors. So that was a scoop that took part during the mission at the Shipping Week. The second day was the Netherlands Day. So the Dutch companies all had an opportunity to pitch, present themselves to a large audience of UK ship brokers, logistic managers, freight forwarders, anyone to do with ports. Followed by a networking event as well. And the companies, we also took the companies to a site visit of the two different ports in the London area to show what it's actually like and how the UK works and speak to people there as well. So overall, we really tried to offer a mix of being able to find new partners, present ourselves, learn what the market locally is like, and basically build a network and do business together.
Okay, quite interesting. I'm going to ask you to you first a question, Patricia, about a success story or like an experience you had with NBSO, how you helped a company. So if you it's a maritime company, it's even better. But if not, if you have good example to provide us, it would be very nice.
Yeah, well, I do think we have some very nice examples where we helped groups of Dutch companies from the maritime sector. So we organized some very successful events where we brought them together with, for example, in the past, we did an event, a matchmaking event with the Northern German shipyards. So we were at one big shipyard, invited six other shipyards, and we had a big group of companies. I think it was about 20 companies who were all able to speak to those different shipyards. And so, and I know that some of them, got very nice contracts with those shipyards to be their new suppliers for certain products. So I think it's like the magic is especially in the good events that we as NBSOs are able to organize together, sometimes with partners. For example, we also once did a very nice pitch event. We had about 100 maritime guests from the northern maritime industry, and we had 10 German and 10 Dutch SMEs, or actually startup scale-ups, and they were able to pitch and talk about their innovations and present them to the German guests. So that was a big success, great event. And I think that is the power of the MBSOs, that we are able to bring people together, because especially on a German market, for example, we are competitors. I mean, probably everywhere in the world, the Dutch are known for being very good shipbuilders, for example. And so you always have to find niches. You have to find a way to bring people together so they can support each other, so they can work on issues, on innovations together to make even better or even cleaner ships, for example. Okay. So, I think the thing as a whole, bringing people together is something that we can do as NBSOs very well.
Okay, quite clear. So it's actually you help them to connect each other, to meet each other on the, because you know the German market, but on those Dutch companies need to get into this market. And so you just try to connect them with the good actors in the industry.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think it's very important in this sector to work together. Els also mentioned it at the very beginning. It's not only about selling, it's about solving global challenges, as we say in the Netherlands, always together. So find partners and make sure to improve the world and work on innovations. And yesterday, for example, we had a very nice talk to two representatives from the maritime cluster here in northern Germany. And they said, like, okay, yes, we are competitors, but there are things that you Dutch can do better, and there are things that we Germans can do better. So why not find a good cooperation, and to make sure that in the end, all the best things from every company are put together and have the best possible product in the end.
Okay. It's very good to know, especially for the Dutch company wants to implement German market. So now they have a good understanding of what you are providing as a support to them. So Maxime, now your turn. Can you guide us, to explain a little bit about a successful story, how NBSO help maritime businesses, even if you already provide us some before with events?
Yes, of course. Yeah, but maybe I can be a bit more specific about like one or two companies we helped. I think the trade mission that we discussed before last year to London International Shipping Week, I recently spoke to one of the companies that joined the delegation back then, called EconoWind. They're a Dutch company that offer wind-assisted propulsion solutions. So they're very big. Excuse me. Okay. They're very big on decarbonization and trying to help decarbonize the shipping industry. Very eager to get on board with the green shipping corridors as well. And they joined the delegation last year in September. And I recently spoke to them, and they make clear that that has been really instrumental in gaining the right contact for them to start building those business relationships here with the important, the key players, basically, that they had identified. They got the opportunity to be in the same room as them and introduce themselves and start building those relationships from there, which basically sets them up for successful partnerships in the future. And also for when local funding becomes available. So, for example, around that green shipping corridors now, they were already in contact with some nice potential business partners in the UK. And we really see that that is, it's increasing their chances of success on the British market. Okay. I think another example perhaps to mention is that last year we published a market study specifically on the UK's maritime sector that I spoke about in that webinar with Netherlands Maritime Technology as well. We've seen a lot of interest for that over the past year, Dutch companies requesting it, which is still possible as well, which is just providing a really nice overview of the latest developments and trends, a little bit about the policy changes that have taken place over the last 2 years or so, to especially the ones that impact businesses specifically. Where the large investments are being made, what funding projects and competitions to keep your eye on, which organizations are important to be aware of, perhaps to reach out to as well, and some general like tips and tricks for doing business in the UK, specifically about UK's business culture versus the one in the Netherlands. Yeah.
And did you see a big difference during Brexit? Because I think it's a big topic, because of course it had some complicated stuff in terms of, for example, moving across different countries, the Netherlands and the UK, and even the market is switching sometimes. So did you see any challenges due to the Brexit?
Yes, well, absolutely. There was definitely an uptake in questions around export documentation. There was a lot of uncertainty for a year or so, and a little bit of hesitation, obviously, in trade, in businesses wanting to come here. But we say now, we have been saying for the last 2 years that this is the new normal. It's clear now what needs to happen. Everything's been figured out, so we can basically help support businesses towards a couple of extra things they might need to do here and there, but it's all very doable, and we definitely see trade picking back up again. Right. It has been happening over the last 2 years.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, I think it's going to come back a little bit. Yeah. Okay, great. Else, maybe your turn to guide us to successful stories, and do not forget your microphone.
Yes, hopefully I've switched it on now. Great. So as an example, I wanted to use some of the work that our Porto Alegre office in Brazil is working on, because they are actually supporting the Green Ports Partnership at the moment, which is the Green Ports Partnership is a collaboration, a three-year period of trade collaborations and activities between the Netherlands and Brazil that's just been signed. It was actually signed at the World Hydrogen Summit. So it was also signed by the Port of Rotterdam to work closely together with the ports in Brazil support Dutch companies who want to export and invest, and of course also supporting Brazilian companies that want to expand and invest in the Netherlands. So that's a really exciting project that's taking place at the moment, the Green Ports Partnerships. And our chief representative at Porto Alegre, Kasper van Rijnbach, he co-organized a trade mission earlier this year as well, from those 11 Dutch companies, I think it was, to Brazil, to meet with all the ports there, to meet with the authorities. And basically he said they had really productive rounds of conversation about green port development between Brazil and the Netherlands. A lot of contacts were made between the government and the authorities, and basically on how Rio Grande do Sul, which is the area that Porto Alegre is based in, can work with the Netherlands and develop more sustainable ports together. So that's a really exciting program that our colleagues in Brazil are working on.
And now I want to ask another question, maybe more about the market research, because I know that NBSO, you conduct market research to assist Dutch companies to enter a foreign market. So maybe can you guide us, don't know we want to talk about it, but the process of making these market research.
So I think there's basically two ways how we do market research. The first one is based on the specific questions that company asks us when they contact us. So they might want to know about specific geographical areas. They might want to know about local investments or specific funding rounds that are open at this moment for them. So we go and search in a very targeted way for the information they are requesting, which can also be about like local rules and regulations. Export documentation can be all sorts of things. And the other one is that we do market research in a bit more of a structured way. Like I mentioned, that we sometimes publish market studies for specific sectors. So we really set out our own broad research, obviously inspired by many of the questions we receive from Dutch companies, so that we have a clear idea of what they're interested in learning about. But that way we find information on, we can check on local policies, the policy changes or recent announced government investments here in the UK. What are the largest trends and opportunities? We go and find out information about that. And we can, we all sort of group that together in a big market study, which we then present either through webinars, which companies can apply for, just send an email to ask for the document. They can read it at their own convenience. Yeah, and in those different ways, we try to support both very specific market questions as well as a broader picture of developments and trends within certain sectors.
Okay. Okay. Interesting.
Maybe so... I can add something on that, yes. Paul-Louis, because of course we also do a sort of indirect market research by reading a lot of newsletters, but also visiting events and speaking to a lot of people from the sector in the local area. So often our local clusters, they have a lot of nice gatherings where they have panel discussions, they have very innovative speakers. So we go and visit those events and speak to the people, of course, because we are the eyes and the ears for the Dutch companies in the regions where we are. So we try to sort of feel like what is happening, what are the developments, what are the changes in the sector, and this is what we later on can use in our information that we put together for the Dutch companies.
Okay, in order to advise them how to approach the market, I imagine.
Also that, but also for like trying to know what is happening and what are the developments and what should we focus on? Because if we hear that some new ships are being built or a harbor is extended or things like that, you know, very important information that you not always get directly maybe from your internet research, but by speaking to people. This is something we have in our minds when we speak to our Dutch companies and can inform them about it. Like, okay, last week I was at an event and I heard about new developments here in the harbor. So please keep an eye on that. And this is, I think, something which we are supposed to do to hear what is happening all around us and make sure that we point this out to our Dutch companies so that they are early enough to hop on this train. Okay. If something big is going to happen.
Okay. And sometimes they request the market research, or most of the time you just provide them?
I think we decide that based on the intakes we have with the company. So what is valuable for them at the moment. And like the added value that we provide by having strong local networks definitely comes in handy in those conversations. But it also can be combined with strong best research. And I think we're quite uniquely positioned because we are here locally to combine the two and provide the best possible service to the company.
Okay, quite clear. Yeah. Now
I think part of the all MBSOs' remit is to signal trends and opportunities in their countries. So, for example, we hear that there's going to be a tender to build 20 new Navy ships. Then we will actively promote that to the Dutch market via our socials, via our newsletters, via the rvo.nl website, international on the name of website. We'll send out these push messages so people that subscribe to them or follow us are aware of concrete opportunities that will be coming up in different countries.
Okay, okay, quite clear. So for newcomers, that actually they know, thanks to your services, what's going on what approach is the best if they want to develop a project in this country specifically. Okay. Now I want to ask another question regarding fundraising. And sometimes you need to finance a project. Do you provide any guidance regarding financing a project, etc.? And maybe Patricia, you can talk about it.
So obviously the different offices, MBSO offices around the world will know what sort of investors or venture capitalists or how to get funding in their own countries. However, for Dutch companies, there's also different funding and subsidies available in the Netherlands from RVO, the Netherlands Enterprise Agency. For example, there is SIP funding, Start as an International Business, which you can use to get vouchers for to do your own market research and be reimbursed for that. Or you can get vouchers to take part in trade missions and get money back for that. There is also the DHI funding available for companies to apply for. So that's a demonstration, feasibility, or investment projects. So say there is a company that wants to do a demonstration study abroad with a potential foreign partner, then they can propose their case to RVO, say we want to do this project with this partner, but we need up to 50% of the funding you can get, up to 50,000 euros, to be able to demonstrate your product in a different country. And for those kind of programs like the DHI and the SIP program, you can apply to the Netherlands Enterprise Agency, rvo.nl, to get funding from any of those projects that people might want to take part in when they're looking at doing business abroad.
Okay. And do you have partnership with different banks, for example, or...? Oh, it works.
Not us personally, but we're very well connected to Invest International. Ooh. And of course, the Invest Internationals, they are a alternative to banks as well, and they are available for funding for startups to corporates. The MBSO themselves, we don't provide funding, but we do normally know where to signpost to depending on what the funding needs are of a company.
Okay, quite clear. Okay. Now I want to ask a last question to each of you. Maybe you can start with Maxime. I want to ask the question of what kind of advice can you give to a Dutch company want to implement the UK market?
Thanks, Polly. Yeah, that's one of my favorite questions because that's definitely something we spend a lot of time talking about. Obviously, it will depend a little bit on the company, of course. But there's definitely some general advice that we tend to give. And specifically for the maritime sector, I'd say that there's a very, very strong community. So here locally, it's a very much a face-to-face business with lots of community events, lots of membership organizations. And so I would always say to companies to recognize that, to respect that, and to invest some energy and time into coming here physically to meet people face-to-face in order to start building those relationships. British business culture, the market here compared to the Netherlands, it moves a lot less fast, I would say. Okay. It's very focused around building meaningful relationships, not going in straight away with pitches, cold calling. It's not successful generally here. It's really about finding the right people, starting to build longer term quality relationships, and then those contracts will follow. So that's one piece of advice I would definitely give. Read up and stay up to date with the latest trends and developments. So some good sources for that are, of course, these market reports. We can advise on that one-on-one, of course, as well. Also make use of the economic network here abroad. So all of the trade missions that are being organized, fact-finding missions, it's really worth your while to attend those, to especially around finding the right people to start building these relationships with. I think that that would be the main things from the top of my head that I would advise to Dutch companies.
Okay, interesting. And especially the part when you say that you need to build relationships or need to face the client, the partner. It's very important because yes, sometimes the culture, everything is changing, and the Dutch people are not doing the business at the same the same way as in the UK or in France or in Germany. So I think it's quite important for them to know how to approach people in a professional way.
Absolutely, yeah, and I think there's quite some cultural differences as well. There's a lot of, for example, politeness here in the UK, which is sometimes confused for like genuine business interests, which is not always the case. So that's a really good thing to keep in mind as well. Yeah, and it's things like that that we can definitely advise on as an MBSO.
Like culture differences, yes, that's a big part of the game as well. Yeah. Great. Now, Els, can you give us a kind of advices for companies who want to succeed their internationalization?
Well, first of all, use the network that's available. I think a lot of Dutch companies don't know that the government offers this kind of support around the world. So if there's not an MBSO in the country, there'll be an economic department at an embassy. They'll be able to provide the same services and help Dutch companies. So talk to us, find out how we can help. Like I mentioned, it's free support mainly. So do use the network that's available. And perhaps echoing what Maxime said as well, really learn the culture in the country that you're going to do business in. Not everyone can deal with Dutch directness in the same way, so that's something to be quite mindful of when you're speaking to your contacts abroad.
Okay, and you answered a little bit about the question I wanted to ask you. Now, if a company wants to contact you, how it works to NBSO?
They can contact us via all our contact details of all the different offices are on the rvo.nl website. You can search for the MBSO overview. Obviously, I don't know if you can share our contact details on
The
the podcast, but
description.
I'm here in the Lakes, so I can always refer you to anyone, any colleagues at any of the different countries that are available. And we will later this year be launching our own dedicated MBSO website as well. So if you want to follow us on our socials, MBSO Network on LinkedIn, we'll be announcing the new websites, which combines all the offices, all their insights, events, and market information and contact details as well.
Wow, thank you all of you for the and Patricia as well for your very interesting insights and advices for companies, SMEs, startups, every type on the size of companies. So thank you again for this podcast. If you have like you want to say something about I don't know it's the moment for you, or if not, we can end the episode.
I'm not sure we have anything to add at the moment, just except for saying thank you very much for having us on your podcast. And we do hope that if this helps maybe one or two companies in the Netherlands, that it will be useful for them.
For sure. I'm sure it will help, and especially maritime companies will send this episode. So thank you, Maxime. Thank you, Hels. Thank you, Patricia, for this episode. And of course, I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, following you as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening and watching this episode. We are looking forward to bring you more insights from maritime professionals, experts, and students. Do not hesitate to follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Your support means a lot to us and helps us to bring you more content.